You Think That's Bad by Jim Shepherd, narrated by Bronson Pinchot. Minotaur. Kenny, I hadn't seen in, what, 3, 4 years? Kenny started with me way back when, the two of us standing there with our hands in our pants right outside the wormhole. Kenny wanders into the windsock last night like the Keith Richards version of himself with this girl who looks like some movie star's daughter. "Is that you?" he says when he spots me in a booth. "This is the guy you're always talking about?" Carly asks once we're a few minutes into the conversation. The girl's name turns out to be Celestine. Talking to me every so often, he gets distracted and we have to wait until he takes his mouth away from hers. "So my husband brings you up all the time, and then when I ask what you did together, he always goes, 'I can't help you there,'" Carly tells him, which of course he knows I know, but he likes to say it anyway. With her fingers, Celestine brings his cheek over toward her like nobody's talking, and once they're kissing, she works on gently opening his mouth with hers. After a while, he makes a sound that's apparently the one she wanted to hear, and she disengages and returns her attention to us. "How's your wife?" Carly asks him. Kenny says they're separated and that she's settled down with a project manager from Lockheed. "Nice to meet you," Carly tells Celestine. "Mm-hmm," Celestine says. The wormhole for Kenny and me was what people in the industry call the black world, which is all about projects so far off the books that you're not even allowed to put classified in the gap in your resume afterwards. You're told during recruitment that people in the know will know, and that when it comes to everybody...